Hello, my name is Stephen Lee. I'm the founder of Sermon Audio, and I'm sitting in the vault. Actually, I'm sitting right in front of this wall, part of this wall called the Timeline of Technology. So we use a lot of technology here at Sermon Audio. And this past week, we actually released a fairly significant piece of development that we'd like to explain here today. On Sermon Audio, you have the concept of broadcaster accounts. And it can log in using a broadcaster ID and a password. That no longer will be the case. We now have a single way of signing in, and that's with your user account. And that user account can be linked to your broadcaster account. So once you link the user account to the broadcaster account, then you only sign in with the user account ever, and you can go straight in to the broadcaster account or broadcaster accounts. So a single user account can be linked to multiple broadcaster accounts, or you can have a broadcaster account that links to multiple users. And so this was a significant step forward for our development team, and we trust that it will be a help and a blessing to you. Now, with all this change and all the technology and the tools that we are using here at Sermon Audio, we want to keep something in mind. In Joshua chapter 8, verse 31, it reads like this. Joshua built an altar, as it is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of whole stones over which no man hath lift up any iron. It was important that they set up this altar of whole stones and not apply man's iron to it. We're in the business of broadcasting sermons around the world. We use tools. We use a lot of technology to do this. However, we want to ensure that we're not using man-made techniques and man-made gloss and glam in order to promote what we're doing. We want to use technology for the glory of God, but we don't want to use any of the world's techniques. And perhaps you can pray with us that the heart and the soul of what we do will remain pure. We want to use whole stones in the work of the Lord. Thank you.